Hello, welcome back. We are here to week one of the 2024 Texas private school football season, year number five for us. Boys, I was making the script for this week, and I was trying to think, okay, I know it's week one, but what season is this for us? And I was like, surely it's like four. Then I went back and looked. I was like, oh my gosh, it's season five. I don't know how we've done this for this long. I don't know how people have listened to us for this long, but both of those things are true. We're still here. We don't plan on going anywhere. So that being said, I am one third of your hosting crew, Wes Tollison. Walker Lott joins me from College Station, Texas. Ryan Schroeder from Oklahoma City. I'm surprised I haven't said Stillwater yet because I'm just in the habit of saying that. Guys, the season's upon us. Walker Lott, I mentioned you first. How are you doing? More importantly, how excited are you to finally be on the doorstep of the 2024 football season?
Yeah, it's exciting. We're finally here. Finally a great day. And I mean, we have a great week one slate. The preparation's already been done. We've done the previews. The guys have been in the lab. They've done their summer workouts. They've done the 7-on-7. It's now time for the gridiron right now, man. It's going to be a good day.
Absolutely. We are absolutely here. Ryan Schroeder, same question to you. We're finally here. How do you feel to be here?
Yeah, I'm excited. Ready for week one. It's been a whole year off. I've had a whole year off at this point. But I'm excited to be back. I don't know, nothing like it. There's absolutely nothing like it. So ready for another year.
Absolutely. I share the same feelings. Obviously it's a lot of work for all three of us, but it's so incredibly worth it. This is one of my favorite things that I do. And just to be back into the swing of things, the part that I really enjoy, previewing the games, going to games, seeing the talent, interacting with the community, it's a beautiful time. And we are here. And it is so, once this comes out, it'll be basically a day away. So we're going to get right into it. We're going, obviously, deviating from the normal script, there's no games to preview or to review because there were no games last week. So we're going to start by coming out with our top 10 overall rankings in Texas private school football. And I'll just list them off and we'll get into the analysis of them. So at number one, we have Liberty Christian. At number two, we have Parish Episcopal. Number three, Fort Worth All Saints. Number four, Prestonwood Christian. Number five, St. Thomas out of Houston. Number six, Houston Second Baptist. Number seven, Austin Regents. Number eight, Dallas Christian. Number nine, Kincaid out of Houston. And 10, another Houston school, Bel Air Episcopal. So, Walker Lott, some nice representation. Obviously, two Division I teams at the top. All Saints comes in at number three. And then you have to go down to eight to find a team below the top two divisions, and then two SBC schools rounding out the bottom two. Not really the bottom two because it's a top 10 list. But overall, it seems pretty straightforward. We've talked about all of these teams extensively in the offseason. A lot of top-tier talent. Your thoughts on the top 10 list?
No, we got some dudes. The fact that Bel Air Episcopal is the 10th spot in the top 10 means you've had a pretty great year. And this is the type of thing where all these teams could compete against each other. We have, we have All Saints versus Parish this week, so a matchup of number two and number three. I know All Saints plays Prestonwood in a couple, like 2 weeks from now. Bel Air plays Parish week two. These are teams where they can go up and down really quickly. So it's going to be fun to watch and see who really comes out, on top in the end. So it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Ryan Schroeder, same question to you. Your thoughts on the overall top 10?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of split into sectors a little bit is how I kind of see it, right? Like, we obviously have the D1 teams in their own category with All Saints kind of up there. Then it slides down to D2. Then the only D3 team that makes their, representation every year in Dallas Christian. And then our SBC team. So they all kind of flow together. I would definitely say this is the year the most where I've seen a difference in each division, and I've seen a difference between the SBC and TAPS and stuff too. It almost always feels like, they're all intermixed together, but finally, I think it's all kind of like, whether it's on TAPS part for making things more even across the board, or whether that's, just the teams at the top are truly teams at the top of each division. That's just kind of how it looks like at this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And to mention some teams that are basically what you would say are receiving votes or just outside the top 25 or top 10 in this case. Some guys we had on the precipice were Antonia, Concordian Lutheran, Fort Bend Christian, and Fort Worth Christian. I love out of the two teams here that I like a lot is Antonio and Fort Worth Christian. We've talked a lot about Fort Worth Christian, how they're a dark horse, a wild card, whatever adjective you want to slide in there. The amount of transfers they brought in, and we've heard a lot of buzz that they performed very well in a scrimmage against Dallas Christian, which that's not just a D2 team beating up on a D1 or a D3 team if it happened. That D3 team is one of the consensus best teams in private school year in and year out. So that was our question with FWC. If they've really taken that step forward, they could really make some waves in D2, like we talked about. I'll speak again on Antonian. I think the big point people will think is the losses of Jace Toscano, Raleigh Strode, Landon Prouty, among others. But they still bring back a ton of talent. The guy who's previews and reviews we rely a lot on thinks they could be one of the main threats, and honestly right up there with Houston St. Thomas in the D1 South. The more I look into them, and we previewed them for one of the games this week as a little spoiler, I think they really could. They have a great offensive line, maybe the best in the district. I'm really excited to watch them. Walker, any comments on teams just outside the top 10?
No, I think you all agree that a lot of them can, climb into the top 10 as the year goes on. And another team that we didn't mention, a D4 team. You could see First Baptist maybe sneaking in there if they dominate, as we can see. So, and a good test to see if they deserve to be in the top 10 will be against your Grace Community Cougars, man. It's gonna be a fun one in a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't want to say that I brokered that game in any capacity because that would make it seem like I have much more power over the private school space as I do. But I did act as kind of a consultant to both sides of the deal, being like, hey, is this a good game? And I overwhelmingly said yes. I think those teams stack up well against each other. I think First Baptist is incredibly flashy and has a lot more talent in the trenches than people think. I think Grace, where they might lack in top-end talent, is just stout and deep, and I really think that'll be an advantage to them. But that's for week two. We'll cover that game when we get to it. Ryan Schroeder, any comments on guys that are just outside of the top 10?
No, I mean, I'm, talk about, First Baptist and stuff like that. We've really never seen a D4 team, of a caliber to even kind of be mentioned in this conversation. And Dallas Christian alone is kind of a unicorn in the aspect of the fact that they were in D2 and won D2 for so many years. And everyone knows the Dallas Christian story at this point. So, yeah, it would be a good test. I do find it funny that, you're a consultant on and off the field, but that's neither here nor there. But I think other than that, though, like we said, Fort Worth Christian comes to one of those teams that, like Liberty, did a lot in the portal, if you call it that, the high school portal, where a lot of guys came in and stuff like that. And they're gonna be a completely different team than they were last year versus a team like Antonio we're talking about is still gonna be good. But because of the fact of the normal way of losing players, graduation, Antonio was hurt a lot by that. So, yeah, it'll be different this year for sure. It's definitely interesting seeing the First Baptist coming to the conversation from the D4 perspective. But other than that, yeah, I think we got it right with the top 10, and we'll have some shakeup throughout the year, like always.
Absolutely. A term you hear a lot in finance is net flows, or cash brought in versus cash shot out. And it's the same thing in private school football, not in terms of cash, but in terms of players and talent and the transfer portal. It's do the guys that you bring in, are they better than the guys you lose through the portal and through graduation? And that's a big point. I mean, like we've said, we don't take a stance on recruiting one way or the other. Regardless of what people think, it's incredibly important. And we're going to see how a lot of these teams that have utilized that aspect of the game, how they fare if they struck out on some guys or if some guys have a big return on investment. I've been in the corporate world for like 2 months now, and I'm already talking like somebody who's completely insufferable. So I'll cease that now. But that's kind of our overall thoughts on the top 10. Walker Lott, you've cooked up an interesting little segment for us that I thought was just going to be sprung on Ryan Schroeder. And apparently, I am in this game too, which makes me incredibly nervous. So, what have you set up for us, and how is this game going to go?
This game is a game that happens the start of every NBA season on a fantastic show called NBA on TNT. And with Ryan Schroeder now coming back to the podcast and now working in the NBA, I thought it was a great representation to how we start this season. It is the ultimate segment of Who He Play For.
So bad. Okay. I'm going to do atrociously bad.
But here's
this.
The thing. I have so much more to lose here than you do, and I haven't been as tapped in as I should be, so this might be more of an embarrassment to me.
This is going
to
be very funny. This is going to be our best segment I think we've ever done. I'm going to be actually terrible.
So I did a very easy Photoshops. These are all headshots of guys we have taken. So it's going to be very simple, but it's getting you back up to speed. You've been gone for a year, Ryan. You got to get back up to speed. So what we'll do, okay, I'll send a person, okay, and then the logo, the team is like blocked out. So if you ask for a hint, I'll send the non-edited one. Does that make sense? We're going to do this, and then we're going to do logos. Okay, so there's 10 and 10 of each, and then we get into the picks and we have a great day. Okay, so it's going to be in your text messages. This is the first one, and it will be on screen as well. Who is he, and who does he play for?
Okay. Play for is easy. Okay, yeah, I got. Wait. Oh yeah, hang on.
Wait, I should be treated like Chuck. Wait, it texted to me. Where is it texted?
It's on. It's in the group message.
Our group message.
I didn't get it. Oh, I got it on my phone.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
He's a senior running back with multiple offers. Okay. Division one offers.
Okay, so by the looks of it, from the colors,
I gave you some hints in the background.
Yeah, I'm gonna assume this has to be the SBC championship. So he plays for Episcopal.
Okay.
It's just whether. Oh, sorry,
Talk through it.
Okay, he plays for Episcopal. I could tell by just like the championship being at Houston Stadium, all that stuff.
Shout out Steve Lee's behind him announcing his retirement right there. Shout out to him.
Am I playing this as well? Because I have it written down.
You can, but Ryan goes first. Okay. Ryan goes first. If you have the name,
I do not. I mean, yeah. My answer is Episcopal. I have Episcopal on there.
All right. That's a good point, Wes.
Brandon Thomas, EHS.
That is 2 points to Wes, 1 point to Schroeder. All right. Number two, we're going to make it. I'll go a little bit easier on you. Who? A little warm up, little swing of the bat. Who does he play for?
Good. Okay.
Giving you some points on the board.
That's going to be my ballpark a little bit. Hold on.
Giving you some points on the board.
Wait, is that him? He looks a little.
I think you're on the right track if you're having to ask that, because you are correct in your assumption.
Okay.
All
right.
I took this headshot, by the way.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. There's some difference. You know, there's a blue field around him. If you don't know what school he plays for, him.
That would be my only difference. Oh, I gotta cross out the last one. I gotta do different pages every time. But for this one, I got Parrish Sawyer Anderson.
There we go.
Does look older. That was a good observation.
Dude, yes, he does. That did not look like the Sawyer Anderson I used to know.
Okay. let's do this one.
Buddy I used to know, dude. Holy crap, Sawyer Anderson.
My go-to song.
Who is this?
I do know who that is, I think.
I mean,
who does he play for?
I mean, who does he play for is going to be even harder. This is impossible.
It was at Tap 7-on-7, so that narrows it down.
That I didn't go to.
No, you did not. It's a team that I we have a great relationship with.
Oh. Dude, the problem's going to be.
And if you need a hint, let me know.
Okay. What's his name? All right, you know what? I'm giving myself a little bit of leeway. I'm obviously can't see pictures of them, but I'm just going to look up the roster because I think, and by the way, he doesn't have a jersey on, so
that's a good point.
This is hard.
Is it actually, or am I there's a guy that I literally, I what's it called?
You have not, I don't
do I know this kid.
You know the name. Yeah, you should know the name.
Yeah, this is my guess. I could be totally wrong, and this could not be what he looks like, but I mean, I raved about this kid 2 years ago. All right, this is my guess. Liberty, Brady Janicek.
That is Roy Thomas Jenkins from Houston.
I think that's right. Walker froze up.
That is Roy Thomas.
I'm 90% sure that's Roy Thomas Jenkins from St. Thomas.
Dude, What?
We'll see when
Dude,
he loads
that's
back in.
so, gosh, man.
Dude, that was hard.
Oh
Brady
man.
looks like, I feel so bad about that now.
That
And
is Roy.
then,
That is Roy Thomas Jenkins from
yes.
St. Thomas. I was gonna
Oh
give you the hint that you
my
did talk about him like 2 years ago because he did play at Beaumont Kelly his freshman year and then transferred to St. Thomas his first senior
yeah,
year.
there's no way I was getting that.
I
No
know.
shot.
That is hard. I'll give you
Oh.
another one. We have talked about this kid since his freshman year. Who is this player?
I literally feel like Chuck sometimes with all this stuff. Okay. Red.
Wes, this is not really for you. You're more of the logos side of it.
Okay.
But
I'm gonna
who
do great at the logos. What? This is
we'll find out.
mind.
Who does he play for and who is he?
Okay, red, black, and white. I'm thinking through it. Obviously, Fort Worth Christian comes to mind. That's like the obvious one. Another one being like I guess, First Baptist, but I think First Baptist has blue instead of black.
You get two hints. You can ask for two hints.
Okay. I should just, or St. Thomas maybe. Is St. Thomas a Nike sponsor though? That's another thing I'm thinking about. St.
So
Thomas does have the crest too. So, okay, what are you gonna say?
you get a city hint, and then you get what the
All right,
photo is with
I'll take my city. That's all I'll
the
take.
city is Houston. It is H Town.
Okay, I'm just gonna go St. Thomas. That feels like the most. So I'm gonna St. Thomas.
Before you do that, I'm going to give you your second hint.
Okay, it's probably better for me.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
There
St.
is
John. Oh,
St. John's.
good. He just sent me the actual. He just sent me the actual. That's actually awful. You know what? That's okay. St. John's.
You see that editing, by the way? Look at that. Look at
That
the.
is
Very
very
nice.
nice. Little bit
Thank
of
you.
a little bit of fill there.
Yep, a
St.
little bit of Phil.
John's.
Who is the one player you know from
I'll
St.
give Ryan
John's?
one last hint. Ryan, I said this was a guy that every time I go to a game, he makes probably the play of the year.
Committed to Harvard, actually, now.
Can I get initials? That's gonna be my next. That's my last one. That's my last one. Initials.
CA.
First name C, last name A.
I'm just not gonna guess because I don't think that would do me any well. St. John's is on my thing after crossing out St. Thomas. So
Walker.
that's
That is Cole Allen from St. John's, committed to
No,
Harvard.
it is not. No. Oh
Yep.
my
I'm
gosh,
sorry.
that's an awesome. That's an L. That is an actual L.
That is an
Oh my
L. You see,
gosh.
I knew you're not going to get most of these, but you're getting the names back in your head. This is how we
Oh,
train you getting back into the
Cole
same
Allen?
things.
How did I forget that? That's
I know.
awful.
I
I've
know.
only gotten Sawyer. It's terrible.
It's not good.
I'm
Not
gonna
good,
seem
buddy.
like Parrish, ride or dies at this point.
Brand
I only know.
identity.
I'll give you, I should, here's an easier one.
Give me a
Okay.
daughter, brother, dude. That's all. I'm literally. That's all I'm gonna be
Here's
kid at
another
this
one.
point.
Here's another one. Who is that?
Oh, I
He
also
did.
took this
Yeah,
headshot.
he did. He gave it a we gave him an award. The award does not give you anything. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got it. Is this his high school field?
This is at his high school field now. His new high school field.
Oh, is he a Liberty transfer?
I don't know. You
New.
tell me.
Oh, that's a good get off rip. And I think I know the only Liberty transfer that is whatever. This is our boy. That's Mr. Let me write it down.
I think he's got it.
Mr. Quinn
Oh,
Murphy, Liberty
there we
Christian?
go.
Come
Quinn
on. Come
Murphy.
on. Come
There
on.
we
Talk
go.
to me nice.
Come on.
Talk to me nice.
I seem like the biggest Dallas homer for knowing Dallas quarterbacks. I know Dallas quarterbacks. What am I, dude?
Right. This guy, he is also a Dallas guy. Okay. Look at this Photoshop job. But
Oh, come on, man. Come on,
he
dude.
was at a retreat, right?
Oh, wait.
He
Maybe
was
I
at
don't
a
want to know that.
retreat.
Maybe I don't want to know that. I'm gonna do one guess because I
Incredibly
think this
nice
guy.
family. I've spoken with his
Very nice
parents.
family.
He's
Yes.
very nice. I think this guy may have graduated, so that's gonna be my one.
We should preface this by saying I'm pretty sure all of these guys are
Okay,
still in.
yes, they're all current. Yes.
I shouldn't have done this because obviously it pulls up his picture, but I will literally show my camera. I looked up Jalen Pyle on what's it called? On
There you go.
Twitter. Hold on,
There
I'm
you
gonna
go.
freaking show it.
That's not cheating. You had the name in your head.
No,
That's Jalen Piles for you
yeah.
right there. I promise I looked it up, but I wanted to make sure I didn't want to get a photo, but I actually got a photo. I just was making sure he was still in high school. Jalen Pyle, Parrish Pispel was my
Very
guess. Dude,
good.
I feel
There we
pretty good
go.
about that. I saw his picture immediately and said Jalen Pyle. That feels pretty good.
That's a good one. Now
It's
I'm going
still
to.
they're still in there. And that's not an
Okay.
easy one too. That's a white jersey. Like there's
Yeah.
no identifiers. The only identifier is it's at state.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
the
feel pretty
hint
good about
what
that one. That was
the
crazy.
hint was gonna be the actual headshot has the championship winning like medal on it, so that was gonna be your help. But this
Him
one,
smiling at state usually probably means he won, but
yeah,
that's a good
absolutely.
point. I wouldn't
Absolutely.
have picked up, but you're smarter than I am.
I gave you some hints in the background, of course.
No,
This
that's
one,
good. I
you
cannot
get
believe I got that.
nothing, but he's a great
Bomb.
quarterback here
Okay,
and
so
private school.
Kincaid by the numbers is what I'm already going off of
There we
because that would
go.
make the most sense.
So who?
State number 10.
He's
I
been
mean,
around for he's been around as a starting quarterback since you were doing it.
Oh, it's going to be the last name with the Bell Brothers. That last name that's been there for so long. It's the
He's
same
been
last
yes,
name.
he was at a retreat.
He was there and then he wasn't, and
Gosh.
now he is again.
The last name is gonna go drive me crazy, but I can't look up the roster because I see 10 on there. Okay, is the last name super long? It's super long, isn't it?
It's a long last
And it's
name.
a double, right? It's a double word almost kind of thing too. It feels
You
like.
do you
Technically.
yeah, you do it's definitely like a
I literally okay. Give me the
yeah.
first letter of both or of like the half and half of the last name. I will positively get
I
it.
would say of the last name, the first part is C, the last part is B.
Carter Bianco is gonna be it, and I don't know his first name, but that's Kincaid Carter Bianco.
I will give it to him. It is
Yeah.
Capo Bianco, but
Oh,
I will give you
Capo
that.
Bianco.
I will
No,
give you
David
that.
Capo Bianco.
Oh
I will
my
give you that.
gosh. Such a an all-time name, by the way, we don't talk about. Such a fun
Incredible.
name
It's
to say.
absolutely incredible. Capo
Abs
Bianco.
This kid is also a Dallas kid. Okay.
Can I be honest
Oh, I
about
don't
Capo
think I get
Bianco real
that. Yes.
quick?
Yeah, what's
I'm
up?
not gonna lie. I thought that was his brother that's now the quarterback there. I didn't know he's
Wow.
been there the entire time. That's
Oh yeah.
incredible.
This is his
Oh.
fourth year, senior year.
Okay. I hooped with him at our retreat.
Yes, he
So
did. You should know him.
that's gonna be really sad if I don't know his name because I played basketball with him at the retreat.
I don't think I know who this is.
Oh, come on,
Context
guys.
clues. Context clues would tell me this is.
I don't even have any like team to go off of. I can see it's black.
He's got a WWE belt,
Yes, this is a tap 7-on-7.
so he must be a WWE superstar. Is this John Cena?
This is
No.
a guy. This is your hint. I'm not giving the hint to Wes because he would also get it really easily. So I'm not going to give you that hint of the next photo. The hint is this is a team, Wes or Ryan, that you have covered in person. He is from a team that you have covered in person.
So All Saints is the number one that comes to my head because I've covered like 19 All Saints games.
Yeah, but
I'll say
they
All
don't wear
Saints wasn't at
black.
tap 7-on-7.
And they don't wear
Black.
black.
It's like Fourth Christian comes to mind. ESD comes to mind. Kincaid comes to mind. John Cooper comes to mind. Those are like my big games I've done. Obviously,
ESD was ESD at tap 7-on-7?
No, they were not.
Neither was Fourth
Fourth
Christian.
Christian comes to mind.
Neither
It's
was
like a
John
four.
Cooper.
Fourth Christian comes to mind. I mean, that's one of the most. I went to multiple Fourth Christian games 2 years ago.
This is first or second year. You went to this game when it was I believe Sawyer Anderson was a freshman, I believe, or a sophomore. It
Oh.
was a pretty cool venue.
Yeah, I know exactly what it's gonna be. So he was on the. Was he on the Parrish or Bishop Lynch out of the ball?
Don't know.
Oh.
There you go, Wes. Congratulations.
I can't believe, golly.
I
No,
know.
I'm not.
That is he is a he's on the other side of the ball. I don't know if he was on that team at that time, but he is there now.
Oh, well, I the only person I knew on that Bishop Lynch team would have been Legend Howell, and that's not Legend Howell,
That is
so
not Legend
that's
Howell.
where
He almost got ejected from a basketball game that I covered back in February.
Really?
Yes. Do
And he was on Bishop Lynch team? I've covered Bishop Lynch basketball games too since then. All
I
right.
don't
I don't
think
have a
this is
name.
gettable.
He transferred though, is what you're saying? He's not on Bishop Lynch anymore?
He's at
He's
least,
on
this
the.
is, yeah, this is at least his third year or second year at Bishop Lynch.
Oh, he's at Bishop Lynch. Okay. Bishop Lynch, obviously, I'll
Yes.
write down. I don't have a name for
That
it. But
is
yeah.
Ish Muhammad, the tight end.
Oh, yes. I do remember him,
Okay.
obviously.
That was hard because I had to know that was Bishop Lynch to get it.
Yes, that was a tricky one.
That's tough.
Here's this one. I don't know if y'all are gonna get this one, but
Oh,
try
easy.
your
I took this
hardest.
headshot.
Yeah, no, he it's easy for you. This is a kid. He's an incoming transfer to a school in Fort Worth.
Okay, so you ready for this? Is this the transfer from to Fort Worth All Saints? His he would be the what's the school? What's the school? What's the school? What's the school?
You got
It's
this.
another Fort Worth. Is it another Fort Worth school? One of the Fort Worth transfers, and it's
Yes.
not. It's the SBC Fort Worth team. Is it a, not or
Yep. You keep going. Keep going.
not country? Is it Country Day? Country is that?
No. The other
What's the other
brat.
one?
The other one of Battle of Brian Irvin.
Oh my gosh! What's the other Fort Worth SBC team?
We're getting you trained back into this, man. I
Dude,
know.
I'm losing it. Why? How do I not know that? Okay, hold on. I'm now on the SBC website for those at home. And I can't find it on the SBC website. Am I going crazy? Where
They're
is it?
known for baby blue, but somehow they always wear royal blue in their jerseys over the years, which that doesn't make sense to
And
me.
I hate baby blue because of North Carolina, but I have to
Right.
admit it looks pretty.
It
It's a
looks
cool
great.
jersey.
They look great with it.
Oh, Trinity Valley. This is the TVS transfer. I don't know his name. I knew what you were talking about as soon as this thing. He's on one of the last documents. He is the TVS transfer. That's when I was talking about the forward transfers inside of there. Don't know his name. But
It is
yeah, I
not,
mean.
yeah, it's not Gavin Parkhurst. It is Jacob Maynard. It is Jacob Maynard,
That was
commander.
gettable. That was gettable. That was definitely gettable. Out of all the ones I've seen so far, I feel like that, or besides the guy who I actually played basketball with at the retreat, that one was gettable as well.
This is the final one. Wes took this one.
Oh.
Oh, that's what's it called? That's oh my gosh. He's at our camp as well,
He was
right?
2 years running. He is one of the few that went both years.
Back to back.
Transferred to a new
Jeez.
school this year
Okay, so
to a powerhouse in their division.
powerhouse in their division.
Yes.
Gosh, y'all are both cutting out with your cameras and your audio. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Oh, the red's throwing me off because I'm not gonna lie. I thought he was a parish kid, but I don't think he is a parish kid.
I'll give you a hint with the
Oh
non-edited
wait, oh
photo.
wait, wait. First Baptist.
There you
No.
go. That is the
Okay.
First Baptist logo.
Okay. You see, that's where I'm at. And that's for First Baptist legend. What's his name? He's been there for so has he not been there for like 2 or 3 years? Or is he just transfer in?
It
Transfer
is
in.
transfer in.
I do not know it. Yeah, First Baptist is all I got, if I'm being honest. First Baptist, it's all I got. So
Right.
sorry. Saw you at the retreat. Probably talk to you.
That is Quincy Reams, from Bishop Dunn, went over to First Baptist this year.
Ah, oh, dang. Well, I was
So,
gonna say the team he transferred from is red, and the team he transferred to is also red.
agreed.
Well, there you go. That's
So,
cool.
the points will be on the screen to see how many he got, but it was a rough start. But this is where we finish, right? We finish strong here. This is where we finish strong.
He's gonna
This is.
give me a daughter,
I
brother,
might
or
be
he's gonna
screwed. No,
give
no,
me.
no, no, no. That's all the players. That is all the players. We're moving on the
It's the
logos.
logos.
Yes,
Oh,
we're moving on the logo.
I'm gonna cook. I am going to
I don't
cook.
think I'm screwed here.
I'm going
Okay.
to cook.
So we're gonna do this one.
This is my wheelhouse, dude.
What is this one?
Oh, come on.
Where each person gets you get each get 15 seconds and we're moving on. You have to show it up. Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Well, I'm gonna be a normal person and write out the entire thing, even though it looks really
Yeah,
fake.
as you should.
Wait, because there's so many that have this almost exact thing, but I know I'm right now.
Are you sure?
The
Yes.
difference is that oh yeah, are you ready?
Yep. Okay.
There
Okay.
should
Now?
make sure to put your city and
Now?
locations
What
in
is
there.
that?
Oh, see, this is what I was worried about.
By the way, same logo.
You have to spell it right too.
think I
There's nothing that grinds my gears more than whenever people spell this the wrong way and
Okay.
they're like established journalists.
Okay. I think I spelled it wrong then at that point.
It's a school down in Houston. There we go,
With a
ladies and
K, with a
gentlemen.
double
With the
K?
K. I see
Yes,
people spell it
double
with a
K.
C, and for some reason, it makes me irrationally angry.
Yes, I understand. But isn't that crazy? Yes, you're both right about SES. Thank you for knowing my alma mater. Isn't that crazy that that is the exact same logo,
Exact same
just
logo. I
stretched
think I've
out?
seen it. Notice how I said I'm worried him because I second. I just now remembered second isn't exactly like that, but I knew it was just like Kincaid's, and I was like,
Yeah.
well, I know Kincaid should be purple, but we
Yeah.
got it.
Second Baptist is like a triangle-ish shape, is kind of curved as well, but it's more navy.
Speaking of, while
This,
we're on logos, I don't want to derail this too long,
yes, of
but I
course.
saw ESD's logo again. That is the logo makes me so angry whenever I'm making the little graphics because it's not on center. There's nothing about the logo that you
That's
can
a great
center
point.
up. It's
It's
the most
not.
asymmetrical hunk I've ever tried to work with. I love ESD, and the logo itself's not all that bad, but make it symmetrical for the love of God. Ran over.
Great point. Great point. This one, get 10 seconds. Look at it
Oh.
and write.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come
Come
on,
on, man.
man.
By the way, there's some difficult
That's too
ones.
easy.
That's too
Oh,
easy.
Critch. That's too easy.
Oh, Critch.
All right. All
Come on.
right.
Come on.
All right. What
Oh.
logo is that?
Oh. Do you know this one? Oh, dang.
Oh, easily.
I thought I had this. Ready? Three, two,
One,
one.
two, three.
Very good. Bay Area.
Bay
Bay Area.
Area.
Very good.
Again.
I did not think y'all were gonna get that one.
You forget I
Oh.
know these because the one editing thing I do is with the logo. So I'm intricately familiar with a lot of them.
Good
And the
point.
scoreboard. I actually do the scoreboard, so
That's a good point.
I
This is
should know
true.
most of these.
This is true. We're gonna do this one.
Oh, come on.
Oh. I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
You don't know this? Oh,
Stop,
finally.
Uh-oh.
Just give me a second. Shoot.
No, you got 10 seconds. Let's go. Let's
10,
go.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
No.
3, 2, 1. Now show.
It's not TBS or Cistercian.
It is not. It is 4th Country Day.
Come on!
No,
Come
dude.
on! Come
I've never done a
on!
Country Day
Come
logo.
on!
All right.
Dude,
Very
that's
good.
bad. That's
Come on. Oh
bad.
my
It's a
gosh.
rough
Let's
day.
go.
I
That's
gotta
one.
make one up in the back end. All right. Ready?
Dang it.
Yo, what logo is
Oh, I think
that?
I got this one over Ryan. I think I got this one. No, he knows it.
Unless I clicked the wrong, unless this is the wrong one from that neck of the woods, but I think I got it. You ready?
3, 2, 1, show.
No!
Yes!
No!
What did he
What'd you
put?
put? No!
He put the
No,
Woodlands of
wrong.
LSA!
It's wrong.
Oh, dude,
I
I
knew
made
that's
it
what I was
back.
gonna do. I knew that was what I was gonna do.
That get back of fill in the blank.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. All right,
No, that's
next
so
one.
bad. How did I not do none of that? Oh, it's so annoying. I'm not even gonna write it out. That's actually annoying. Three, two,
Okay,
one.
yeah, you're just, yeah.
There we go. There we
Yeah.
go. That was actually next on the list. All right. This one could be a little tricky. You might have not seen it in a while.
Is it just gonna be my high school's logo?
No, I wouldn't do that to you. Also, if anyone is watching right now, my tee just fell off the wall. I will have to deal with that later. Anyways, all right, 3, 2, 1, show.
Kelly
Oh my cat.
Catholic.
There we
Oh my Kelly.
go.
I think I provided more of the full name. I include the city if we're going to a tiebreaker.
In
Yep.
my finder, I look up Kelly and it pops up. That's all that matters.
All right. What logo is this?
Didn't think I would know this one, huh?
Dang
Yeah.
it.
I thought this was tricky, stump you a little bit.
Ready? Mercy Culture Prep, baby.
There
There
yeah.
we go. Okay. Shout out Martinez, the quarterback. Here we go.
Goodness.
What?
No.
Ooh, I
I
stumped you a
do
little
know
bit.
this.
You should know this,
Oh, I know this
but
as well.
it's an interesting one.
I think I got this. The problem is, I could be wrong.
All right, 3, 2, 1,
Is
show.
this TBS?
No,
Yes! No, it's
that
Huntsville
it's
Sacred
Huntsville
Heart.
Sacred Heart.
Oh man.
Yes. No. It's CVS is the Trojans, but I like that could be a Trojan maybe. No, it could
It's a good point.
not.
Congrats.
Gosh.
It's a big win. Big
Thank
win.
God I went there once like 3 years ago to drop off an award.
Oh, how it's still
Shout out
sitting
Nick
there forever.
Hangerstein
Shout out Nick
and Brady
Hangerstein.
Haas. All right.
I don't know who this is. I think this is. I don't know if Ryan. Hang on.
Please.
There. This is. Wait. What's the school that changed logos?
Which one? What do you mean? Like in Houston or?
Or who changed mascots?
Oh, St.
Yeah.
Michael's down in
No,
Austin?
that's not St. Michael's.
I
That's a
actually don't know if I know who this is.
lion. I think you're
It is
right.
definitely some type of cap.
Here's the
Screw it.
thing.
It's not St. Mark's.
I know this isn't right. It's not St. Mark's. No way.
This is not St. Mark's.
I know this isn't right. The difference is though, is I'm gonna get the mascot right and hope that they changed colors and logo.
All right, 3, 2, 1, show.
I think this is just the lion.
Grace
Yeah. What?
Community, baby.
No.
I
No.
cannot believe.
No.
I
No.
cannot, but put some
No.
respect on our name,
That's not a
Ryan.
cougar. That's not a cougar. That's
Let
not a
it be
cougar.
known. I hate our new logo,
I
but
love
I
it.
know it.
I love it,
That's
man.
not a cougar. That's a lion. It literally is a lion.
I see the
Listen,
lion. I
I
see the
do think
lion.
I had to bait you into that a little bit because at
So
first I thought you had it, and I
awful.
was like, "Oh, he might
No,
have."
you
And I was
didn't
like, "Well,
know it.
maybe
You
it's
didn't
St.
know it.
Mark's. It could be a lion." I had to secure the point.
St. Mark's,
Oh
my
man.
goodness. There's no yellow in that.
I love that
All
logo
right.
because you see the G and then the mouth is the C. Very
Yeah, but
cool.
we had that with the
I
old one
hate
too.
that.
This
That's
is just like it's
awful.
supposed to be a more modernized version of it. It looks like poop.
All
Oh,
right. We're gonna
goodness.
go this one. We're down to our final ones.
Oh.
Ooh, I do know this. The problem is I think I. Why am
It's
I
a Dallas
forgetting?
school.
Yeah, it's yeah. You probably shouldn't have said that if I'm being honest, because that's
I'll help you
stupid.
out.
But that's Dallas Covenant.
It is
There
Dallas
we
Covenant.
go. All right. We're down to our last two. And then we could do six man school and see how many of y'all know.
No, I think that would be
I'd know
atrocious.
maybe two.
I was looking through them.
Oh.
Okay. I want to give a great shout
No,
out
I
to
got this one. No,
the
do you actually have it?
yeah.
I want to give a great shout out to the Texas High School logo project on the internet. Great website. If any of y'all need ever logos, go to them. It is fantastic. They do a great job. Shout out to them. That's where I got this from. All right, three.
Hold on. Do you have the Roman numeral right?
Oh, that is a good point. You must have the
No.
Roman to get the point across
You
from
know
each
the Roman
other.
numeral? I don't think you do either. I think I do, and I think that's gonna be
Okay.
the reason I win.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
St.
Wait,
John
K.
the
St.
18th?
John's XXVIII ABCDEF.
Not XXVII, it's
So wait,
XVII.
pause. So the 27th
No, it's
versus
18. It's 18, isn't it?
this is Katie St. John the 23rd. Neither of you were right, but
No,
Wes
or
is.
both of us were right.
Yeah, but both of y'all are right, but both of y'all are not right as well. All right. Another one I know y'all both are gonna get, so I'm not gonna do. We're gonna end it on this one and see if you know football
This could be a
and prep.
six-man team. Oh my gosh, this
Oh,
is.
wait. Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it.
I don't think Ryan's gonna get it.
I am gonna get it. I am gonna get it.
Right,
All right, you
three.
go first.
Yeah, three.
Preston
Okay.
Whitworth. Oh no. Okay, Preston
Yeah.
Whitworth. Preston
What?
Whitworth.
All right,
Because it's
what?
blue.
It is blue. I thought it was going to trick y'all. What city is Preston Wood North End?
That's too
It's
easy,
north of,
man.
it's obviously north of Dallas. Hang on.
I'll give
It's
you
between Dallas and Salina.
it's one of those
Dude, between Dallas and Salina, I'd hope so.
it's
It's in Prosper.
very good.
That's
I'll give
fair. I wouldn't have said Prosper's actually pretty close to
I've driven by
Salina.
the school a billion times, so that's my difference.
All right, that is it. Whatever who, I don't know, I wasn't tracking points, so whatever the points were on the
I
screen.
lost. I
And
win.
I'm gonna say, Wes Tolleson, you are the winner.
I won the logo competition. I won the pick record, which I still need to buy a trophy for because I will come out and say I lost the last trophy. I know I denied that all of last year. I will buy a new trophy to have on my desk to throw at everyone's face. 2 years running, by the way. I don't think people talk about that enough. I ripped off like in a 4 week stretch last year. I think I went like 46-2. I mean, it's just like I don't know how many other people can do that. I'll get off my high horse though. But with all that being said, that is who they play for slash the logos. And I won the logo competition. I won the pick record. I'm here to stay. I enjoy the games. But with that being said, again, a fantastic little competition orchestrated by Walker Lopp. But now we will move into what everyone is here for and what half of you probably skipped to see, the five games of the week for the first time in the year of our Lord 2024. And let's start right off with a game that Walker Lopp will be at, right at the intersection of Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive. Liberty Christian and Fort Bend Christian Academy will meet in the middle of Bryan College Station, Texas, to kick off the 2024 season. If anyone's traveling to Bryan, ton of hole-in-the-wall taco shops. If you want one, hit me up. That's pretty much all I did my last few years there. Try taco shops in Bryan. But in terms of the game, Fort Bend is in an interesting spot. Coming off of a disappointing 2023, following a state title in 2022, the only thing that matters for the Eagles is 2024. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Losing the top prospect in Texas private school football hurts. I would have given anything to see Max Granville go up against Austin Banlow and company, but you don't always get what you want. Fort Bend Christian is still going to roll out talent in Tyler Curry, Blake Hamilton, TJ Smith, Cannon Campworth, the list goes on. I'm very excited to see how these absolute burners at wide receiver match up with guys like Cooper Witten, Nick Blevins, and the Warriors' back end. However, Liberty is going to score 75 points here. I mean, what do you want me to say? It's the best team we've seen in Texas private school football in recent memory. I'm much higher on Fort Bend Christian this year than I was last year, don't get me wrong, but Liberty Christian still has Janusek Brown, Witten, Hawkins, Murphy, Garnett, Banlow, Smith, Humphreys, Witten number two, Sakiri, and Blevins, and probably five other guys that'll go D1 that I couldn't even mention in the time allotted. This is the one game I forgot the spread for. It's probably around 25 points. Take Liberty, take the spread. Don't overthink this. Walker.
This, like you said, this is one of the best teams we've seen in recent memory in Texas private school. This team is legit. It's gonna be fun to watch. Fort Bend Christian is still a great team, and I think it's gonna be a top team in Division Two. But this isn't Division Two. You're facing the best team in private school in Division One. Take Liberty. It's gonna be a great game. It would have been fun to watch Max Granville run around Quinn Murphy once again, but Quinn Murphy's gonna find a very comfortable first game with the what are they? The Warriors.
The Eagles. Well, sorry, with the sorry. Yes, Liberty Christian is the Warriors. Far be it for me to correct anyone on this podcast, considering I almost lost the game. Ryan Schroeder, a great week one matchup. I don't know how you could go against Liberty here, but is there any way you could?
No, there's not. And I think, yeah, I think, don't bet on private school sports, but if you were to bet on private school sports and the spread was 25, I would take it tenfold. I mean, I seriously, this is the type of situation where, no one's gonna stack up against them this year in a variety of ways. And, in the non-conference or the non-district perspective of this as well, they have some non-district games which look a little insightful. This one looks like a blowout though, so give me Liberty by 30.
There we go. Walker, this is going to be a great opportunity to see what both of these teams have. If Fort Bend, comes out, and again, no one's going to have them winning here, and they won't. But if they come out and they stick around for a quarter or God forbid a half, that might be really interesting to point that Fort Bend could be back closer to a direction they were a couple years ago. It'll be fun to watch.
Very
But
true.
moving on, we have a Houston on Houston matchup. St. John's versus Houston St. Thomas. St. Thomas is favored by 4.5 points. Friday evening, Houston St. John's will take the short bus ride over to St. Thomas to take on the Eagles in an interconference matchup, some good old-fashioned TAPS versus SPC action. We said repeatedly last season, if any year was St. Thomas's year, it was last year. And while it kind of was, it was still Parrish hoisting the crown when it was all said and done. However, even with the losses of Lewis, Edgecombe, and Cardenas, the Eagles still have the firepower to compete in TAPS D1. A familiar face in the private school world re-enters the fray in Roy Thomas Jenkins, who looks ready to step in and dominate in the South. If St. Thomas wants to win this game, their front seven has to bow their neck and stop the run. Cole Allen is more of a fast twitch freak than he is a human being, and is running behind an experienced front in seniors Wyatt Childers, Sam Griggs, and Charles Grace. It will be interesting to see also how junior quarterback Shay Quinn fares in his first meaningful snaps under the electric Mavericks offense. All in all, I'm kind of torn on this game. Like, I left it blank after all in all because I really didn't know what direction I want to go. St. Thomas is an easy pick here, just in terms of this matchup in the past and how good they've been. But St. John's, I think, really can compete with the top dogs in SBC 4A. However, this early in the season with this limited information, I'm not going to try and take the cute pick. I've burned myself in the past doing that. Maybe it's the higher reward pick. Don't care. Going to take St. Thomas. I think 4.5 points is an accurate spread. I think it's almost a coin flip, but I'm going to take St. Thomas outright. Walker Lot.
No, I'm gonna go with you there. I'm gonna go St. Thomas. I think you're right. The one issue is not really issue, but that makes me not want to pick St. John's, at least for now, is we have an unproven receiving core and an unproven quarterback. That just is a very hard thing to swallow for the first week. So I think Shay Quinn is gonna be really good. I've said it all, past couple of years when we first saw him. He's gonna be a really good quarterback. But it's hard to replace, the guy who went to Trinity and multiple seniors at Will Hoffrecht, Michael Murphy, Logan Donnelly. They have three starting receivers they have to replace. So offensively, they have one of the best players in SBC and Cole Allen. But it's just going to be hard to replace all that. So give me St. Thomas in this one. But I do think it's going to be a really fun one down there in the South.
I would have to agree with you. Ryan Schroeder, are you going to go the opposite direction? Or are we all in on St. Thomas? I hope not.
I'm all in on Coach McGuire. I think that's just the difference there and stuff. I think honestly, it doesn't look great. I mean, obviously, this is definitely not a game. I think all three of us wanted to pick the same team, because this really could be either way. But yeah, I think St. Thomas comes to town first game of the year on a August Friday night, and takes down St. John's in their own house.
Yeah, it'll be a fun game. I've made it very clear on this program, I don't like us all being on the same side of one bet. When it's like a 20-point spread and it's pretty obvious, I'm more relaxed about it. This game I'm scared of. I'm really scared of because St. Thomas seems like the easy pick, and I do think they're the better team here, but not by a lot. And I don't like us all having our cards in on St. Thomas. No slight St. Thomas, great team. I'm just seeing into the future us getting lambasted on the Twitter space Friday night because St. John's won and we were all on this side. But we've done this before. We've handled the flaming that follows some of these games. We will see. I'm just hedging my bets a little bit.
Hey, just to confirm, they are playing at St. John's, right? At St. John's is what I just looked up. Yeah. So St. Thomas is going to St. John's. So
Yes.
instead of okay, cool.
I said it to say whatever. It's
Yeah, it's
fine.
all good.
Moving on back to the DFW Metroplex, we see Prestonwood, number four Prestonwood, take on Episcopal School of Dallas. Prestonwood is a 15.5 point favorite. Our first Dallas on Dallas action of the season. ESD travels to Plano to take on the Lions of Prestonwood. I don't think many people realize just how close Prestonwood is to the top of this sport. Last season, they were within 10 points of Parrish and 11 of St. Thomas, and they still retain a majority of their talent from last season. The running back duo of Caden Collins and Tekashi Shaw is going to do work, while David Madison and Jack Harwell are going to wreck shop on the defensive end. The question is, how does TJ Hobbs settle into this offense? If he can play at an elite level, that could be the piece that elevates Prestonwood to their elite level. Let's flip sides to ESD. Last year, the Eagles were mediocre to say the least, beating teams they should have in conference, but they got thrashed by the top dogs. The Jerky 2 Chipman connection should be lethal, and I'm also very high on Siler Cook, as I've said before. However, I just think Prestonwood is too much in this spot. Give me the Lions and the points. I like ESD this season. I think they're going to do fine. I don't think they're going to break through that upper echelon of 4A. I think Prestonwood is a sleeper to break through that upper echelon. We talk Liberty Parish, Liberty Parish. Prestonwood has a ton of talent, a great coaching staff. I really think they are right there, and they need to come out and make a statement in game one. Walker Lott, your thoughts?
I'm gonna go Prestonwood as well, but I'm gonna kind of say one thing about ESD. I do think they can sneak into the top echelon of SBC 4A. I think this team is pretty solid. The weapons on the offense, they can have something really special. Siler Cook, Hutchinson, and a guy we didn't really talk about, Dario Ben Banaglia, the 6'5 wide receiver who made an impression week one against IMG. That could be a team that you could watch. And offensively, they're going to match up with anyone. It's the defense. Is it going to be, can they stop people? And they lose Nick Wheeler. That's going to be a little bit of an issue. Colin Nicholson graduates, so a little bit of an issue. Preston Wood's going to be very good. TJ Hobbs, one time Nolan Viking back in the day before he transferred to multiple schools, comes back into private school and has a lot of weapons around him. It's going to be interesting to see. I think this Preston Wood team is really good. And you can't under, like you said, you can't underestimate Donnie Yantis. This guy knows what he's doing and has risen this program to be really dang good. So I'm excited to see. But yeah, I think ESD, as they're a really good squad. I just think Preston Wood's the better team right now. I am excited to see that 28 that I talked about right last episode, the 28 for ESD, see how he dominates in year one of high school. So what Ryan, over to you, brother.
Yeah, I think TJ's got set himself out for a good year. Obviously, the team looks a little bit different than they did last year, but overall, I think Preston was at a state where yeah, they can go head to head with these two top dogs in Division One with Liberty and Parrish and stuff. Obviously, for once, they'll be more on a level playing field of Parrish than they will be of the top dog, which just kind of feels weird to say that they'll be on the same page as Parrish. But with that being said, Preston Wood is obviously one of the better teams that we've seen over the years and stuff. On the ESD side of things, I ironically was looking at their max preps and they played a week zero game, if we're calling them that, at the high school level, played a week zero game against the varsity of IMG Academy. I think I brought that up a couple weeks ago. They only lost by 10, which I don't know what that means at all. I have no idea what that means, if I'm being honest, what IMG Academy White is capable of. No, it's interesting to see that, the quarterback for IMG, doesn't really matter, but he threw for 300 and something yards in the air. I'd be interested to see what TJ does, whether he decides to run the ball or he does throw the ball. Obviously, he was kind of a dual threat when he hopped in, wherever he was last year and stuff. So I don't, I, the difference to me at this point now seems, is Preston going to throw the ball? Is the ESD defense really, secondary that lacking for 300 passing yards on them? Overall, in general, I think my general consensus is that Preston was just going to put, call it 20 points more than they are on the board. And I think Preston gets the win here.
I would have to agree with that, but only time will tell. We will figure this out on Friday. Moving on to another game played Friday, Antonian versus Holy Cross. Antonian is a 20.5 point favorite. I always forget. Is this the Holy Bowl?
It is not the Holy Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So let me think this again. Is Antonian versus Holy versus Central the Holy Bowl?
Yes.
Okay,
No,
sorry.
Holy Cross.
Listen, it's
Holy Cross.
Sorry. Holy Cross Central
Lacrosse.
Catholic
Yes.
is the
Holy
Holy
Cross.
Bowl.
Yes. Oh,
Yes.
Antonia's
Why are
not
you
in it.
saying yes, Ryan? I don't think you knew
Because
that.
he knows ball.
Yeah.
Because we had it. We
No,
talked
I
to.
talked to Coach. We talked
Yeah,
to
we.
Coach about it at TAPSCon.
Tapscon. Yeah, we talked about it at
Exactly.
Tapscon.
You don't know
See,
ball. Come on.
if we were a
Come
fake elitist
on.
podcast, we would have this cut out to never let you know that I didn't know what the Holy Bowl was. We're gonna
Exactly.
leave this in because we're authentic people.
Because
It's not the Holy Bowl. I was testing everyone. I knew that.
you did
That
not know
being
that.
said, anyways, some action from the city with the Riverwalk. Division One Antonian will travel to Division Three Holy Cross to take on the state finalists. Antonian loses some valuable pieces in Jace Toscano, Riley Strode, and Landon Prouty. However, sophomore quarterback Rogan Parsons does hold a UTSA offer and certainly looks that part. And more importantly, he has a stout offensive line ahead of him that will extend his margin of error. Luca Salvatore, Chris Wyatt II, and Drake Carr will look to pave the way for this offense as one of the top fronts in TAPS Division I. As for Holy Cross, I still think they're going to be one of the last ones standing in Division III, returning Gibby, Marco Gomez, Patrick Ortiz, Marquez, and Daniel Perez, Nicholas Hall. They're going to be good. And I don't think they lose by more than 20, but I still have to take Antonia in this one. Listen, I'm a broken record on how much I like Holy Cross. They're going to be one of the last ones standings with DC in Division III. It's just Antonian's a D1 school. They're a lot more firepower. I can see this being last year, I think. Antonian won by 20. I think they could keep it within, 20, 14 points. Antonian's gonna win this game. Don't overthink it. Walker Lot.
Yeah, very good game last year. I don't know if it's still going to be played at the Alamo Dome, but it was a great game last year. I'm going to take Antonian in this one. I do think it's going to be closer. I think like always, Holy Cross always has that unity, has that bond. They're going to be really close in it. They're going to put up a lot of points. But Antonio is just a bigger team. And this is going to be the game to see if those transfers of, you know, Rogan Parson and Jude Belairs and everyone else come to play. And if they do, this Antonio team can be fun to watch and one to watch for the future. Ryan?
I'm ready for Gibby, man. I'm ready for Gibby. Let's bring it on. You know, I have to go back to the names I know in the pool. Obviously, you saw by the last segment that, you know, I only know certain guys. So Gibby, I saw him at our camp, and I literally was like, dude, I've known you for so long. Besides that, though, I think they still lose by a good amount. I'm going to call it two touchdowns. You know, Antonian is just one of those teams. They're a D1 team against Holy Cross is still I'm pretty sure a D3 team, right? Is that true? D3 team. I mean, that is a difference. Obviously, certain teams D3 indication doesn't mean a lot, but overall, from a perspective of one of the best teams in D1 still versus one of the teams that is a contender for D3, I got to give the D1, you know, for one of the D1 superstars the edge here. And so I have Antonian by, yeah, two touchdowns here, but much love, Gibby Alvarado. Hope you make it close.
I think that is sound logic. That is now four games that we are all three on the same side of, and I don't like that. Moving on, let's see if we're all on the same side of this game. The probably what I would say is the game of the week and a game I will be on site covering. Number 2 Parrish versus number 3 Fort Worth All Saints. Parrish is a 20.5 point favorite. Two of the best teams, regardless of division, will face off in Fort Worth, and I, quite frankly, don't know if I'm more excited for the game or the Letterman's Club hamburgers. Can't say enough. Some of the best stadium food I've ever had. As for the Saints and the game, a new era is being ushered in as Keldon Ryan departs and Gavin Parkhurst enters. The Saints office will look much different as we won't see Keldon Ryan's improvisation or his nukes to Dougie or Kevin Dotter. But what we will see is a tough son of a gun in Parkhurst and some playmakers in Quamonte Williams, Hudson Rezor, and oh yeah, Ian Bothwell, Hudson Dalton, and Kwame Ose leading the way for Burke Toler. Dalton Knapp and Blake Robinette will test a revamped Parrish offensive line, which might be the matchup to watch in this game. The flip side of the coin sees a Parrish team that might have the best skill positions in the state. Sawyer Anderson, DC Crane, Bryson Fields, Carson Darby, Jalen Pyle, Beckham Smith, Nick Wheeler, the list goes on and on and on. I think for All Saints to win this game, they have to control the line of scrimmage and their front seven has to put pressure on Sawyer. I think Parrish's receivers have enough of an advantage straight up that if Sawyer has a clean pocket and time to throw, it's a wrap. The game's over. All in all, I don't think it's a 20-point spread, but I do think Parrish wins. I like All Saints a lot. I think even with the departure, one of the best athletes we've seen in private school in recent memory, and guys like Dougie Dotter, Kevin Dotter, etc., All Saints has got some dudes, man. They are now the far and away favorites in D2. But Parrish has won 5 straight state championships, and they also have Daniel Novikov coaching them. The matchup between Coach Novikov and Coach Beck is going to be an underrated piece of this game. That being said, it's still Parrish. It's another game I'm a little bit uncomfortable on. The sexy pick would be All Saints, and that would be the pick I would make if I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. But I have a pick record I need to win. I need to stay competitive, especially in the opening weeks. Give me Parrish Episcopal to beat All Saints by 10, 14 points. Walker.
It's the battle of the trenches, man. Both teams are going to score. And this is a brand new team with Gavin Parkhurst at the helm with a lot of weapons around him. And this is fun. The offensive line of All Saints is loaded, experienced, and disciplined and gritty. On the opposite side, the offensive line is good, but, you know, it's untested together. And that's going to be a key piece. Blake Robinette, Dalton Knapp, and you also have Jacob Maynard. Yeah. At the linebacker position, I mean, that front seven is going to be deadly for All Saints. Do I do the crazy? I'm going to do it. I'm going to put on for the city. I'm going to do Fort Worth All Saints in this one. Here you go. Here's some hunger for a Parrish, you know, little spite. I'm going to go with the upset here. I think Gavin Parkhurst makes his name known in this one and puts a lot of people, a lot of eyes on him after this one. I think this is going to be a very fun one. I don't know this, like, corners wise, it's hard to match up with 2 6'4" receivers. And that's what they have over there at All Saints. They have a lot of speed, but it's hard to match up with guys like that. If, you know, they can get them the ball and Burke and Billings gets the ball on the ground, I don't know overall if they have the guys to stop them. Give me the All Saints, but this is like a field goal win. This is a nail biter. It's going to matter whose offensive defensive line show up and show out. I'm going to give the edge to the trenches for All Saints there.
I love that pick. You were a much braver and more confident man than I.
Oh, this is a bold take. I was so close last year with the pick record. I won it for like 9 weeks, and then you took over the end. I'm going crazy on the start. This is not the correct pick to make, but it is the brave one, and I'm going to go brave here.
I rock with it. I love it. Week one. Ryan Schroeder, Parrish, All Saints, number two, number three. We're gridlocked right now. Which way are you swinging?
You brought it up earlier. This is the coach battle of all coach battles. I think the only other coach battle that I, you know, obviously, you know, we have a great relationship with Coach McGuire as well. And so I think Coach McGuire, Coach Beck, and Coach Novikov are three of the best minds in all of private school football. And, you know, for us to see one of these types of matchups this early is incredible. Also, this is going to be the best D1 versus D2 matchup we have this year, or call it cross-division, you know, battle, I'd say, too. Now that I don't think Fort Worth Christian and Dallas Christian aren't playing, you know, a game this year in the regular season, like, this could be the best cross-division battle that you see the entire year. And it's coming to us week one. Liberty doesn't play a D2 team that is of the caliber of Fort Worth All Saints. They obviously play Fort Bend this week, but it's not Fort Worth All Saints. I truly think this is the best matchup between the two. But I'm going to tell you this, Parrish has something to prove. I think that is the difference between what they were before versus now. Parrish now has to prove off rip that they're better than Liberty. And the way they prove they're better than Liberty is immediately going after Fourth All Saints, which is one of their old rivals, and showing them exactly how it goes down there. I'm going to give it to you straight. I think Fourth All Saints is incredible. I think Coach Beck's incredible. I think that, you know, their entire team is set for success this year. I think they're the D2 favorites. I have Parrish by 20. The line says 20. I have Parrish by 20. I think the athletes on Parrish's side and what Novikov does every year after year after year proves to me that Parrish is going to go out there and do that. They're that type of team. They have been that type of team. And you might say, well, they're the favorite. Like, they're not going to take this personally. The reason why they have something to prove, like I already said, is literally the fact that Liberty is on their tails, and it's just going to keep passing them. They have to prove now where they are for Liberty. They have to prove now. And I think that comes at the helm of Fort Worth All Saints. Why not do it now? Why not show what you have been capable of and the reason why you're a 5-time state champion? They're not worried about All Saints. They're worried about Liberty. And it comes in week one, and it goes all the way until December. So that's my pick. I have Parrish by 20.
You tying this back into the underlying theme that is going to be this entire season, which is Parrish and Liberty, I love. That, to be honest, I thought we were all going to go Parrish and not think about it. The y'all's dichotomy of Parrish versus Liberty, I like a lot, and I think is going to be electric, not to mince words. I cannot wait to get out and cover this game. This could be the best game I cover all year week one. I was truly blessed with this opportunity. I'm incredibly excited to see how it goes. So that is that. That's actually all the games, and that is all that we have for the episode. That is the week one preview. Also, some quick housekeeping. The way we're going to try to do episodes this year, we'll see if it comes to fruition. We're busy people, but we're going to try to split the podcast into two episodes weekly. We're going to try and drop a week recap sometime early in the week, like Monday, Tuesday, and then have our normal preview around Thursday when it normally comes out. Just be on the lookout for two episodes in your inbox. Like, subscribe, do all the things that help us. But that being said, guys, that is the week one preview. Walker Lott, you first. Any closing comments, thoughts, outright anger before we get out of here?
No, let's try to get through this before we have to edit it again. But be on the lookout for our pick'em for the rest of the games of the week on that Friday morning. And we might have a guy come in and help us out week to week and join us on the pick'em. So be tuned for that.
That's crazy. I wonder who that guy could be. Ryan Schroeder, any closing comments before we split?
I'm here. It's what's it called? We're back in it. We're back in it. Scoreboard, everything after. Join us on the Twitter after. Join us on everything. Join us the entire time. I swear it's gonna be a great year. We're back in business and we're gonna have a great year. Let's do it, man. Week one.
Heck yeah. I will be having a 3-hour drive to College Station at about 10:30 p.m. after this game ends. So I will be more than locked into the Twitter space. So y'all, the burden is upon all of the community to keep me from falling asleep down I-35. So just no pressure. That being said, as always, I have been 130 of your hosting crew, Wes Tallis, and Walker Lott and Ryan Schroeder have fantastically been themselves. We will see you in the next episode. See you later.